ॐ ध्यायामो धवलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकाम् ईश्वरीम्। In the 13th shloka, Shankara spoke about Devi's Kadaikan Parvai or side glance of Devi. In the 14th shloka, Shankara speaks about the chakras again. So, the first few shlokas are basically to do with the tattvam or the some facts about Devi, some facts that are accepted by Shaktas or Tantras or Devi Bhaktas. And speaking about the glory of Devi. So this shloka, the 14th shloka, speaks about the Shad Chakram or Shad Adharam that Shankara spoke about earlier. So each of those Adharam, for those Adharam, each of those Adharam have some Kiranam. Kiranam, basically Kiranam means rays. But we can take it also as the petal. We know that each of those positions are chakram. So chakram is similar to, we can consider it as a lotus or a place which has petal. Or we can consider it as a circle which is covered, covered by triangles. So that is what, so each of the chakras, we can say there are, they have certain rays, they have certain number of rays, they have certain number of, we can say, or the petals for each of them. And another importance of this is that if we count, Shankara would be explaining the number of rays for each of the Adharam, each of the Shadadharam. If we count or do a sum of all those, that would come to 360. So it's also said that each of those represent a particular Ritu. We know that Ritu or seasons are six. So those seasons are valid or they have their duration for whatever Shankara says here, the each of the Adharam, the race of the each of the Adharam, and during that season, that particular Adharam, that particular essence, we know that each of the Adharam stands for, Shadadharam stands for a particular primal element or a particular Panchabhuta to be specific. So that Panchabhuta will be ruling that time. So we can say that while when it is winter season, when it is rainy season, at that time we can say water is ruling. So similar way also we can say. So when we add up the six Ritus, that finally comes to 360 or complete. That is another way of telling. And there are also like ways of counting each of the rays or the essence, the rays that are present in each of these Adharam, they represent certain entities, certain tattvas or certain, we can say, elements kind of thing. And some are part of like indriyam, some are with indriyams, the dashendriyam, the panchabhutas, etc. And other ways. So that also we can say, but it's all like the way we see it. The main essence will come to the essence of it. So what Shankara says here, the essence of this shloka is that each of the Shadadharam, we know that beyond the Shadadharam, beyond the six Adharam of Mooladharam, Manipurakam, Swadhisthanam, Anahatam, before that the Hridayam, the Anahatam, then Ajnachakram. So beyond these six chakras, there is what we know as Sahasraram, or that place where Devi resides. And we know that out of Devi's feet, water flows or runs through Devi's feet and flows down. Sudha Sindur Madhye. So that flows down. That's also we have learned. Not Sudha Sindur Madhye, that's another shloka. So between Devi's feet, Amritam flows down through the spinal cord or Sushumna Nadi and gets coiled up in Mooladharam. So that means Sahasraram is the place where Devi's feet resides. That means that is the abode of Devi. So Devi's feet, or Devi's feet which is denoted by Sahasraram, that is beyond all these rays, all these kiranam, beyond the Shadhadharam which have so many number of days, so many number of kiranas or rays associated with it. So that's another symbolic way of telling that Devi is beyond all ritus. So seasons, if we consider these rays as seasons or days, whatever it is, all those are dual in nature. When we have summer, we have winter as well. So such what we see in the world are things which are contrasting in nature. When we have happiness, we have sorrow. When we have people who are rich, we have people who are poor. So rich, or when wherever rich is there, there is poverty as well. Wherever there is heat, there is cold as well. So that is that's called dvandva bhavam, or the notion of the dual notions or dual emotions as well, we can say that we are subject to, that the world is subject to, that the people in the world are subject to. But Devi is beyond all those. So Devi is beyond the dvandva bhavam. Devi's state, which is our own state of Atman, or that Sahasraram, which is realization of Sahasraram, is the goal of life. When we reach that state, it is beyond all dvandva bhavam. It is that state. Raga dvesha viyukte istu Videyatma, I forgot the shloka. It's the second chapter shloka where Krishna says that in Jivan Mukta would be Ragadvesha Vyuktam. He'll be without Ragadvesham. Kama Krodha Vyuktanam Yatinam Yatachedasam Abhito Brahma Nirvanam Vartate Viditatmanam. So that is, this is the shloka in the fifth chapter where Krishna says about a yogi who is Kama Krodha Vyuktanam, who is devoid of Kama Krodham. So Dvandva Bhavam. Narmana moha jita sanga dosha adhyatma nitya vinivritta kamaha dvandvair vimukta sukha dukkha sanyehi gacchantya mooda padamavyam tad. We know that in the 15th chapter, the path to realize that goal, the edgatvana nivartante tad dhama paramam mama, that goal attaining which a person never returns back into this ocean of samsara, that goal. Gacchanti amudaha avyayam padam tat avyayam padam gacchanti amudaha. People who are devoid of ignorance, ajnanam, they attain that goal. How do they attain? Nirmana moha, without any manam and moham. Manam means sense of pride or ego, moham is delusion. Jita sanga doshaha, and who have conquered attachment to people and things. Adhyatma nitya, they are ever steadfast in doing sadhanas, being in the spiritual path. Vinivritta kamaha, who are devoid of all kam or desires, and thereby dvandvaihi vimuktaha sukha dukkha sanyaihi. Sukha dukkha sanyaihi dvandvaihi vimuktaha, they are devoid of the dvandva bhavam, which are sukha dukkham, etc. So these dvandva bhavam, these six, all these denote dvandva bhavam. When we get rid of the dvandva bhavam, then we realize Devi, or Devi state is that which is devoid of dvandva bhavam. We have to overcome this dvandva bhavam. We have to overcome nanatvam in order for us to realize Devi. So overcoming nanatvam doesn't mean that we have to get rid of nanatvam. That means, okay, take a gun and shoot whoever or whatever is there in the world so that everything apart from me vanishes. So that is not removal of dunda bhavam. That is not removing nanatvam. Removing nanatvam is with respect to our mind. Wherever the mind goes, we have to fix the Atman there. So whatever we see in the world, that very moment, we should ascertain. We should assert our mind that it is only Namarupam, Mithya of Namarupam in Brahman, in Devi. So that means whenever we see anything in the world, that has to be seen as Devi alone. Yatcha kinchit jagat sarvam drishyate sruyate piva antarbahishcha tat sarvam vyapyan narayana stitah. Whatever is there in the world, moving and immoving, that is pervaded in and out by Narayana. That person who is the reality of Brahman, denoted by the word Narayana in the Puranas. So that Dvandva Bhavam, we have to get rid of Dvandva Bhavam in order to reach Devi. Devi is beyond all the Dvandva Bhavam. And then another explanation we can say is, like even as Ritus are there for the external world, similarly for an individual, these Shatchakras are there. So it's the same as telling that we have the Panchabhutas in the world, and internally also we have a place for the Panchabhutas. We have, that's the panch, the five chakras, and then even as we have a being, a supreme, a super being who controls the world, which is Brahma, who is the creator and controller. Similar, he is the Vishwamanas, or the cosmic mind is the word that scriptures use. So similarly, we have a mind for ourselves, which is the Ajna Chakram. So whatever is there in the external world is there in an individual as well. So the external world is called Brahmandam. It is macro, we can say macrocosmic thing, and we have a microcosm. Macrocosm and microcosm. Macrocosm is called Brahmandam. Andam means like an egg or something which where life is there, or something comes out, life, something out of which life comes out. So even as Brahmandam is there, Pindandam. Pindandam means our individual body. So whatever is there in Brahmandam, that is there in Pindandam as well. So that's also another way of explaining the shloka. But the essence of the shloka is Devi is beyond all Dvandva Bhavam. If we have to realize Devi, then we have to get rid of Nanatvam, get rid of Dvandva Bhavam, and see Devi everywhere at all times. So this shloka is in Ragam, a popular Ragam called Arabhi. There's not that much songs, there are not that much songs that I know of. But one of the songs that is famous in Arabhi is the famous song about Rama. Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram, Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram, Rama Rama Jaya Raja Ram, Rama Rama Jaya Sita Ram. I don't know it rightly, so I may be wrong there. Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Ram, Sri Madhasharata Nandana Ram, Kausalya Sukha Vardhana Ram, Maruti Sevita Taraka Ram. So I haven't learned that song well, so my singing wouldn't be that appropriate, but that's one of the popular, I think, Carnatic bhajan or semi-classical song in it. So this is in the raga called Arabhi. So the shloka goes like this. Shittaushat panchasad dvisamadika panchashadudake utashe dvashashtish chaturadika panchashadanile divi dvishatrimshat manasi chatushashtiridhiye mayukastesham apyuparittava palam bhujayugam. So, Shitav Shat Panchashad. Shitav. Shitav means Bhumi. Bhumi Tattvam, which stands for the Mooladharam. So in Mooladharam, Shat Panchashad. Panchashad or Panchasad is also, Panchashad is the right word. Panchashad means 50. Shat Panchashad means 50 plus Shat means 6. So 56. 56 are the Tattvam or the rays in Kshitav. Kshitav means Bhumi Tattva or Mooladharam. So in Mooladharam, Mooladharam consists of 56 rays. Dvisam Adhika Panchashad Udake. So Udake, Udake means Jalatattvam. Udagam is another word for Jalam. So Jalatattvam or Manipurakam Panchashad Dvisam Adhika. So Panchashad 50, Dvisam Adhika means 2 more than Panchashad, that means 52. So 52 are the kiranas in Udakam. Udakam stands for Jalatattvam or Manipurakam. And Hutashe means Agni Tattvam or Swadhishtanam. Dvashashtihi. Shashtihi means 60. Dva means 2 more. That means 62. So 62 are the rays in Swadhishtanam. And Anilam. Anilam is the word for, Anila is the word for Vayu. Analan is a word for Agni. Anila is a word for Vayu. So Anile means in Vayu Tattvam, which is Anahatam. So in the Vayu Tattvam of Anahatam, Chaturadhika Panchashat. Panchashat Chaturadhika. So Panchashat 50, Chaturadhika means 4 more. So 54. And Divi. Divi means Akasham is the word for Divi. Divi means the Vishuddhi Chakram. So in the Vishuddhi Chakram, Dvishat Trimshat. Trimshat. Dvishat Trimshat. Shat Trimshat stands for 70. Dvi means 2 more than 70. That means 72. So in the Akasham, in Divi, it is 72. And Manasi cha Manasi. And also in Manas, Mano Tattvam, that means Ajna Chakram, Chatushashti. Chatushashti. Shashti means 60. Chatuhu means 4. So 64 is in Mano Tattvam. Iti Mayuka ye Mayuka ha. Iti thus ye Mayuka ha. Mayukaha means rays, Mayukam means rays, and ye, these Mayukas are there. Tesham api upari. Upari means higher or beyond. Tesham api, beyond these as well. What is there? Tava, your padambuja yugam. Your two padas shine. So, your padambujam. Pada ambujam yugam. Your pada ambujam, your two feet are beyond all these. So they are beyond the chakras, which have so many kiranas associated with it. So the main import of telling all this is that we have to realize Devi in Sahasraram. So we have to achieve that state. If we have to go to Sahasraram, we have to cross over all these tattvas. If that means we have to cross over Nanatvam. We have to cross over Dvandva Bhavam. We have to cross over each of these. We have to control. So when we have a beautiful way of interpreting this is, if we have to get over the Mooladharam, that means controlling earth or controlling that sense organ. So we can say sexual desires. When a person controls sexual desires, then he has controlled Mooladharam. And Swadhi, similarly we can speak about Swadhishtanam, fire. So related to fire, fire means eyes are related to fire. So related to seeing things or seeing beautiful things. Not a, we shouldn't be a slave to sight. Similarly with other organs, and finally coming to Manas or Antakarnam. So when we control the Antakarnam and focus it in the right direction through Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam, then we will be able to reach that state of Sahasraram where Devi presides. That is Jivan Mukti. That is the purpose of this thing. That Devi's padam resides in Sahasraram. That padam which stands for Anandam. That padam which can give us bliss, Jivan Mukti, liberate us from the ocean of samsara. That can be realized if we control, each of the sense organs, as well as we overcome the nanatvam by seeing Devi everywhere, knowing that everything is only an illusion of names and forms in Devi. We'll continue in the next day. Hari Om.